Just wait to be fetched the following day to talk to the general, or you can do some exploring on your own, whichever you prefer.
I mean, we could go up
there at night at this point.
Oh, it's night now, okay.
So probably any shops that we could go visit would also be closed at this point, right?
Most likely, yeah.
Well, we're already in a tavern. Seems like a pretty good place.
Yeah, might as well. I think we rest. We've had a long couple of days. Rest, freshen up, and go see the general first thing. That's my vote.
I agree.
Now, are we waiting to be summoned by him? I forgot exactly what they told us.
Then I tell you that the general will want to speak with you. But you should get some rest first. That's pretty much it.
It's not a big place. I'm sure they'll be able to find us.
Oh, they know where we are.
They get up, have breakfast. Took us here.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
All right. In that case, give yourselves a long rest. If you have it.
I think we did a long rest right before we got to town.
Yep. Y'all can take your 15 extra hit points from aid.
Awesome. Thank you.
And I will, let's see. I will take it since Arsenal's feeling sullen and quiet today.
Right. Remember to apply for Irina as well.
Okay. She actually needs to take her long rest.
Did we win?
What?
I don't know. I'm just asking. I just got back.
Now you're just taking your rest and getting ready for the day ahead. Got some temporary hit points.
Oh, nice.
As the morning comes, you will be met by a Cressic Knight waiting outside of the inn.
Well, they take no chances.
Hail, Mistwalkers. I'm here to escort you to General Dimitri.
Lead the way.
Very well. As you make your way towards, well, whatever your destination is, the Crescent Knight just gives you a very basic interrogation. For the purpose of record keeping, where do you hail from?
Most recently, Valadia.
I mean,
oh,
outside of the mists.
Bunch of different places, really.
had to decide ambiguity how truthful I'm going to be.
Ambiguity doesn't spark a lot of confidence.
What are the general's thoughts on directing to him?
On what?
How does it? What are the general's thoughts on the current inhabitants of Argenvost Holt?
You mean the revenants?
Correct.
Truly a shame. Once upon a time, there were brave warriors who fought alongside the Knights of Kresik, keeping order among the valley. The final stand against the invaders of Ravenloft was side by side with them. It's sad seeing the state that they are in at the moment.
Well, you should I was be careful once a around member.
Them. Continue.
Well, I was one of them once upon a time. I was trapped trying to leave the mist, trying to leave Barovia as the mists descended. And I've only recently been able to return. Unlike the revenants at Argenvost Holt, though, I am not under the thrall of the, Vladimir Horngard?
Yeah.
Just curious how he's going to respond to that. I figure I'll just go with the direct approach.
It sounds unbelievable at first, but fighting against Ravenloft for a millennia, we have seen some truly impossible things.
While we're walking,
yeah?
May I make a perception test or insight to try to... Like, we're walking outside of the inn now, right? May I take a look around and see how people are acting? Are people in boarded up windows? Like, what's the situation here? And how are they regarding the knight and us? Is there some variation? Okay, that is sounding more like an insight test, isn't it?
I think both perception and insight, if you want to see the surroundings and how people are reacting.
Okay. The insight, not so much, but I'll use guidance on that one. Cool. Thanks, Dai.
You know, 15 is a common DC.
Sad.
The streets of Kresik would be extremely narrow. Every single stone building is basically glued to each other. There's barely any space in between. More accurately, they will probably be stacked there on 3 stories high on average, some taller. People seem to be on edge, but not about you specifically, Ambition. You get some glances, but they don't seem to hold any nefarious intent. If anything, you get the sense that people here are much more preoccupied with other matters to give you much thought. You will come across a peculiar sight in the middle of one of the streets. There is a bunch of people gathering all the silverware they can find and melting it.
I think that's a pretty easy, logical leap here, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I don't think any of us rolled in that one on our intelligence check for that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cressic Knight. Sorry, I can see.
I would just like to speak up to the Cressic Knight. Pardon me, but it does appear that tensions are rather high. Did we come at a bad time?
Extremely, I'm afraid. As if dealing with Ravenloft wasn't bad enough. Those mongrels in the hills decided to declare war upon us. We've been facing relentless werewolf attacks, and we cannot get rid of them.
Oh my, it sounds like you're just defending yourselves, but may I ask, was there an inciting incident?
The inciting incident?
Well, I mean...
A bloodthirsty maniac coming into power.
Here. And how long ago was that?
The same time that the war started. 6 months ago.
Is there no one who would sue for peace?
Please. Those monsters, never. Maybe we entertained the idea a long time ago. Now we realize it was nothing more than a fairy tale. Every werewolf clan has joined Carol in his conquest.
Before he came to power 6 months ago, were you at war then?
Directly, no.
Hmm.
The werewolves still kept to themselves.
Hmm.
The territory forbidden, attacking anyone who came through. Now they mingle with Ravenloft, organized together. Carol has become one of Strahd's personal wardens.
It seems like he's the linchpin. If he's removed, perhaps things will return to the status quo.
Easier said than done. Death is never the ending with this werewolf mess. Yours are different, aren't they? Werewolves, I mean. We have found texts from books of Set of the Mist talking about werewolves. Nothing more than a mindless transformation of a feral creature during the full moon. The ones here are very different. Vicious, stronger, intelligent. They organize, they speak. Most of them spend their entire lives as a werewolf. Their human form is merely a disguise. But we test everyone that comes through the gates. And more importantly, they cannot truly die.
How so?
Perhaps long ago they might have been worthy of it, but not now. The blessing that they carry. Some moon goddess. You can kill them for a while, at least. But every full moon they return. They rejuvenate in their vast, endless fields of snow. That's why they're so bold about attacking us. They know they can throw bodies at us night after night. And they'll always replenish their numbers.
So what he's saying is that spellcaster I killed is going to be coming back for round two at some point.
Watch out for the full moon.
How far are we from that, I wonder?
Let's see. You're actually relatively far, I think. You have like 20 more days.
But he's not like a revenant, right? So he comes alive. He's still at the bottom of this lake, which will be frozen over again. Maybe he'll just stay down there and keep reincarnating.
That would suck.
Sucks to be an evil werewolf.
Yep.
What if... Two questions. One, they still possess their aversion to silver. Yes?
Silver is the only thing that can put him down for at least a while. Yes. They're resistant to magic, outright immune to anything that's not silver.
And second, would 20 days be enough time to evacuate the city?
Evacuate? Evacuate where, exactly? This is the last bastion of defense.
Valaki could do with a population upsurge.
Valaki. No offense, but no one would respect the rule of a spineless baron that you have back there. Not to mention...
No, he's dead. No, you see, because his throat was cut. Truly terrible. Absolutely awful thing. They're under new rulership.
You might want to speak with the general about that.
But even I'm just then, saying, if we were to take out the man, or the werewolf in charge, that would likely delay their attacks by some time, giving it enough time for an evacuation.
You speak very confidently.
We problem solve. That's our jobs.
These, deathless wolves, when you kill them, have you tried burning the bodies, or do they come back some other way if their body is not available?
If their bodies are too far gone, they simply rejuvenate in their ancestral fields. Like the snow itself is giving birth to them.
Yeah, that would be too easy.
We know of one method of killing them permanently, and it's also the most dangerous. Slaying them with silver during a full moon does the trick. That's also when they're at their peak of their power. So far, our operations to try and dwindle their numbers have been nothing but failures. We've conducted a few attacks during the full moon, hoping to permanently reduce some of their troops, but we lose far more than we inflict upon them. It's not worth it so far. Not to mention that the tribe leaders seem to work differently. We spent a lot of blood and manpower killing one of the tribe leaders. Didn't work. Slaying them under a full moon doesn't do the trick. They must have some sort of different rule, perhaps. their blessing works some way else.
A puzzle.
Eventually, you reach a large fortified miniature stronghold within Kresik. The knight opens the doors for you. They seem to be guarded by four other knights. The giant steel reinforced doors creak with age as you step forward into a great stone hole. Standing at the very end of the hall, looking out of the window, you will see Dmitri Kreskov in the flesh. You see a tall, burly, older man, probably nearing his mid-70s. His hair and beard entirely turned silver at this point, wearing a great cloak made out of the pelt of a werewolf. He seems to gaze upon Kresik before he turns his attention towards you. Thank you for bringing them. You are dismissed, noble knight. I would like to converse with them privately. The knight gives a respectful bow in front of the general and steps outside. The doors close behind him.
I'll step forward. Not too close, and get on. I'll do a curtsy and say, Elder Kreskov, the Mistwalkers at your service.
I'm just eyeing his coat and then eyeing my coat and then eyeing his coat again, not saying anything.
His coat's better.
It is pleasure to meet you. I have heard many great things about you. Reputation precedes you.
Thank you, General. How can we be of service to you and to Kress?
I am glad that you are eager to help. No one in Kresik can, unfortunately, afford to stay here without cooperating in some way or another. We face total annihilation. We require the assistance of every man, woman, and child available in any way they can help. You'll find even the elderly women tasked with making bandages for the soldiers when they return from engagements. In an ideal world, the fair people of Barovia would be resting.
Enjoying
the life in the beautiful valley. Yeah, sorry.
Speaking of which, speaking of bandages, we met with, my word, Margaret, and I'll hand out the bag of herbs.
It's not for him.
Oh, yes. We'll be delivering these to the abbot, with your permission, of course.
Ah, yes. The abbot. Good man. You must be a good Samaritan, then. You're ready to come, wearing help. Before we even met.
This is, I would say it's the work of fate. of the divine.
It is in our hearts to help the people of Barovia in their struggle against Strahd and his minions. Though we do have of some need ourselves, and should we be of sufficient service to the general, we are hoping that perhaps we might get some healing for a companion of ours, a young girl who's taken ill. We fear only the abbot has the power to save her.
Yes, you came with a girl, did you not?
Yes.
Youth. No one should have the right to strip youth from the children of Barovia.
Nor their innocence. Tell us, General, how may we help you?
I believe that we are nearing a precipice in this war. It will be ending soon, one way or another. And I am afraid that the way things are going, it will be us who die at the claw of werewolf. Unless something changes.
Do you have a count of their population?
Only estimates.
May we hear them?
Hundreds. We would like to... nearing 1,000.
Okay.
Out of all of them, 20% are children. The rest are combatants. Somehow, their new leader has managed to rally every single clan into this war. Unprecedented. Even when they were neutral, the tribes will constantly disagree with each other, fight with each other. Now they seem to be completely unified in their purpose to destroy us.
What? Do you know of what sort of shift occurred?
Of course. Karol Stoyanovich. I first met him when he was an unruly child, some 20-odd years ago. Bloodthirsty maniac back then as well. My last remaining child was trying to broker peace between the werewolf clans. The Stoyanovich clan was resistant to it. Their leader, Carol's father, rejected any proposition of peace. That would have been enough, but apparently was not for Carol. That spineless, sniveling coward followed my son back to Kresik. Ambushed him in the middle of the forest. Gutted him like an animal. He waited for me as well. I arrived with my knights just in time to see him deliver the final blow.
My sincerest condolences. Is there... It sounds as though a direct approach is... ill-suited for this situation. Is there any way that we could lure Stoyanovich's forces away from him, or the other way around?
Of that, we are not sure. Our understanding of werewolf culture seems mostly irrelevant now. They have changed so much under Carol. How they operate, where they leave. It's all a blur. And we don't have the luxury of learning at this point. They've been vicious in their attacks. All of our efforts have gone into evacuating the nearby villages. In the winter curse, here to the safety of the walls and repelling them. We're holding the line strong. But that's it. That's all we can do. Form an impenetrable shield and hold it.
It seems to me that the most likely solution is from within the werewolves' own clans. You say that they fell in line when Carol became the apex. If they can be convinced to abandon their pact with him. I have already experienced their sense of honor. We came across a group, a pack of them. They were about to kill some travelers, some refugees headed for Krezik. And I challenged the leader to single combat and slew him while the others watched. It did secure us a potential meeting with the chieftain.
We could perhaps easily... Yes, go ahead.
If we avail ourselves of that and can speak with the man. It's his son. The chieftain's son is the apex, correct?
Oh, it's the chieftain now.
To clarify, Okay. Each tribe has a chief.
Okay.
And how above many all tribes? The tribes, there is five tribes. Above all the tribes, there is the apex, who commands all of them.
Okay.
And
so the apex is the son of one of the chiefs.
Yes.
Okay.
And what of the tribe that of Mariah, I cannot recall.
The Turnescu tribe.
Yes. What do you know of them?
Turnescu. That's a name I have not heard in a long time. Back when my son was trying to broker peace, it was the Turnescu tribe who first entertained the idea, agreed to form a well, for lack of a better word, alliance, I suppose. Their chieftain at the time talked with my son for a long time. Helped him get accustomed to werewolf culture. How to meet the other tribe leaders, how to behave.
What was their fate?
They're nearly gone. They at first refused to follow in the steps of Carol when he took power. They were nearly wiped out, I believe.
It sounds like we may have a potential ally. Perhaps one clan is not powerful enough to defy their new tyrant, but perhaps with the combined might of them and Krezik.
That is a very big if.
It sounds like what we need now is information. Yes?
Yes.
Indeed.
So I say...
We don't know how to kill a tribe leader.
I propose that we meet with these werewolves. With your permission, of course, General. and attempt to endear ourselves. See what we can learn.
If you find that to be wise, then perhaps there is merit. Yes. I believe you might be optimistic about your chances of convincing them of anything.
Oh. But I have my ways. I'll just smile. Ambition smiling is still creepy.
General Kreskov raises an eyebrow. He seems a little disturbed that you...
May we meet with this abbot?
That depends.
On?
I did call you here on specific mission.
What would you have us do?
There is one village left to evacuate. Closer to the base of Mount Baratok. Winter is particularly harsh there. They have good defensive position.
Checked all the doors.
But the journey between Kresik is too dangerous. Open spaces. The werewolves have noted this. We expect that they will come as an ambush, and we don't think we have enough strength to repel them. At least not enough to do that and defend the city as well. We would like you to shepherd the people of this village.
This we can do.
Very well.
How do you know the meeting? Do you know the population of this village?
Slightly over 100.
Okay. And are they well financed? And traveled? Do they possess land vehicles, or...?
They do. They are prepared to leave as soon as they have the support to do it. Direct confrontation would be unwise.
The leader is named...
Who gives fuck?
Is that what he says in character?
Dimitri no, gives no. fuck.
I'm asking who we should be calling for. Like, it is a very valid question. I'm not asking it to fuck with you. I am playing the fucking game.
Look, it's not my fault Wizard of the Coast doesn't give me any names, okay?
Bro! Make it up!
I know, I'm trying.
That's your job!
You're putting me on the spot! Let's see.
Very well, we'll meet with Pee-Pee Poo-Poo Pants. Thank you, General.
This one is banished.
I suppose it doesn't matter now.
What the fuck are these name generators?
Who knows? his name is... Or his or her, which would you prefer?
Let's do her.
Her? Okay, her name is Agnes.
Fuck it. Why not? Agnes.
Yeah, yeah. Agnes Small Town.
Agnes
Small Town. Why not? Agnes Winterfort. What do we want?
Very well.
Yes. Do you know if there are any fortifications in the town that we could make use of?
This is more of a silent operation. The werewolves are waiting for us to detach as a sign that we're moving. If they see us sending knights out, they will know.
Understood. So we're to... Is it better that we escort them during the day or during night?
A few days from now, we're expecting a very strong storm passing through. It will shield you from any spying eyes. We'll use it to cover. Move discreetly.
Okay. How far away is this town?
Let me see on the map.
30 days away. Got it.
It's all full moon, 20? 20 days.
Alright. That is... Sorry, I was thinking about Pathfinder Kingmaker and the hidden timed missions and how much I fucking hate that shit.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 12, 13. 13 miles away.
Oh, okay.
Okay, not too bad. Very well, we could leave in the night. Does that sound well?
Good. The storm will occur in 3 days. As long as you're ready by then.
Yes, could you please add that to our map as I show him our map?
Who draw this?
A very bad DM.
This is no good. Since you accept mission, you have access to the abbot for your healing necessities. And definitely, I will send some cartographer to make something more suitable for you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I think this has been quite productive. Do the rest of you have any questions?
No, I think...
Yes.
That just about covers it.
We do have another item of business. We have recovered the last message of one of your knights to his loved ones. And we would take it as a great favor if you would ensure that this gets to the appropriate hands. And I will gesture at whoever the fuck is wearing that necklace. Probably, I guess, Ilya. Also, we know the guy's name, but you never told us. You just told us it's written in the letter. So, I just assume that I'd tell him the guy's name.
Richard.
Knight, who gives fuck?
It's a shame. All these innocent lives lost. Thank you, deeply. This will mean a lot to the man's family.
No, he sacrificed himself to do his duty the best that he could.
make sure to equip yourselves before you leave. Whatever you need, the forge will be open for you.
Thank you, General.
Just meet Eugene down there. He can make all sorts of things. Good luck out there.
Gold.
Mist Walkers.
Gold burning a hole in our pocket. Thank you, General.
But with that, General Dimitri dismisses you and lets you go on your own mission.
What do you think? To the forge or to the abbot first? Probably abbot. Higher importance, yes?
Yeah, I think so. Time is of the essence.
Yep. Fine.
So, swing by the...
I'm just saying, I don't...
Barbara.
I don't have a good track record with other... other members of the clergy. I'm just saying.
Well, perhaps you should let us do the talking then.
I will patiently listen.
I have to say, the general was gruff, but he's just about the only leader we've met so far who I haven't wanted to punch in the face, so...
Oh, Gibbs, when he was talking about his son, could I have insighted that?
Yes.
Thank you. I was going to say it, but I didn't want to interrupt.
Anyway, Ilya, don't worry. It's only been one meeting. I'm sure you'll want to punch him in the face later.
Hey, Gibbs.
Yes?
One second here. That was a natural 20. for a total of 28. Smile.
Ambition.
Yes.
You can feel the immense wave of sorrow coming from Dimitri as he speaks of his son. And when moving on to Carol and how he murdered him, there is an unbridled rage that boils within him. He tries to keep his composure as much as possible, but the slight adjustment of his hands on his sword, his knuckles becoming white as he tightens his grip, a slight shifting his voice as his vocal cords tighten. You can tell that beneath the composed demeanor, he holds a lot of rage and vengeance towards Carol.
Has that turned to, like, hatred of the werewolves in general, or...
I was going to say, not as strong as with Carol, but when you mentioned allying yourself with one of the werewolf tribes, or the possibility of everything going back to normal after Carol is taken out, he still had that tone of boiling rage underneath. You get the sense that he probably doesn't believe that can happen.
When he spoke of his son suing for peace with them and communicating with the other tribes, did he seem disappointed in his son's actions or prideful?
I would say prideful.
Okay. All right. Got it. It would seem that this leader is actually... well-intentioned, which is, as you were saying, Ilya, quite different than what we've grown accustomed to.
Nice change of pace.
Though I do worry his anger will blind him in the end.
Anger has its place. And as I say that, my own eyes pulse a bit brighter blue than usual.
Hmm.
Let's do some Abbott. Oh, also, Gibbs, how do we spell the Apex's name?
Let me type it out in the in-game text.
God damn it, Kips.
Oh.
To the end to pick up Barbara. And up to the... up to the Abbey.
And, yes, to the monastery? Abbey? Cathedral? What's the right word here?
Wherever. Abbott House.
Yes, the Abbott House. To the Abbott House. To the apothecary. Sorry.
To the Abbott House.
To the abode. Yeah, what's the Abbott's name?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
God. Do we see any mongrel folk during our walk? Are there any dog ones? Can I pet them? It's a very important question.
Yes, there will be dogs.
Yes, may I pet them?
You may.
Can I? Will it hurt me?
That might be a little bit like touching a black person's braids, though.
Bro.
Just saying.
Look, if I can't pet the dog, I'm giving a bad review. That's just the rules.
What's the name of the dog in Baldur's Gate? Is it Scratch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good dog. I like the owl bear.
I just need to order food in the next 2 minutes before the store closes.
Ah.
Go ahead. I was just in several cities where they're just like stray dogs everywhere, and most of those stray dogs were fairly friendly. They would even let you pet them. So I feel like unless they're growling at you or, you know, giving you the tail tucked between their legs, they're probably fine. They come up to you, pet them.
Pet.
Just don't pet them with your metal gauntlet hand.
Why do this?
Or do, if you think they're going to bite you.
I mean, fair point.
Not convinced ingratiating ourselves with the werewolf tribe is going to be a winning strategy. The way I see it, we have two things that seem fairly obvious. One is causing Kirill to lose face, no longer be the strongest. Apparently, according to his own teachings, if you're the strongest, you're in charge. So someone else is the strongest, someone else is in charge. It certainly beats fighting every one of the 1,000 werewolves individually. The other thing is, we probably need to find the Toronescu clan remnants. They're going to be our best lead to the location of the thing we need to find. Walls have ears. And we may even be able to do something clever like back the Torinescu clan in their bid to become the strongest again.
Yeah, as much as I would like to just walk up to the Apex and challenge him, I barely made it out alive fighting one of the lesser mages. And I don't think they'd allow us all to gang up on him. So that is probably the best play.
Not to mention, there may be someone among the Torinescu remnants who can help us with the mystery of the moon goddess's blessing, especially for the tribe chieftains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to figure out what that special mix is that they've got going there, for sure.
I am, though, very entertained by the idea of that one guy just reincarnating under the river, or under the ice and the water, over and over.
I was falling for
30 minutes.
If spring ever comes, he's going to be fucking pissed at you.
I was drowning for 30 years.
God. Yeah, and spring doesn't come here unless something big changes. What caused the winter curse again?
Strahd.
I don't remember. It was okay. Yeah, everything's Strahd. Fucking Strahd.
He is the land. The winter curses his cold, barren heart.
All right, there you go. My foot's on the way. Let's get back to it. So the party's next destination is going to be the Abbey. Is that correct?
Well, we're going to pick up Barbara on the way. In my mind, Arsinoe and Barbara stayed at the end.
All right.
Yeah, she drew the short straw for babysitting duty.
Well, picking up Barbara, you'll find her breaking a deep sweat, shivering. She seems to be half conscious at this point, but enough to be carried. The ascension to the Abbey is pretty grueling, despite the fact that it probably sees a lot of movement. The road doesn't seem to be paved at all. There's a footpath, but it clings narrowly to the hill going up to the very top, coiling like a snake until eventually you reach the very top, the destination you're seeking. Let me move you to a map. The switchback road that hugs the cliff is 10 feet wide and covered with loose gravel and chunks of broken rock. The ascent is slow and treacherous. The air grows colder as you near the top. The road from the village climbs above the mist to the wide ledge on which the abbey is perched. A light dusting of snow covers the trees and the rocky earth. The gravel road passes between two small stone outbuildings. either side of which stretches a 5-foot-high, 3-foot-thick wall of jumbled stones held together with mortar. Blocking the road are iron gates attached to the outbuildings by rusty hinges. They appear to be unlocked, and viewed through the gates, the stone abbey stands quiet, its two wings joined by a 15-foot-high curtain wall. The belfry protrudes from the rooftop of the closer north wing, which also sports a chimney billowing white smoke. There's a warm, gentle light coming from it. You see that there seems to be two guards on duty, wielding spears overlooking the area.
Guarding the abbey, huh? They Crescent guards? The same as from below?
You can only make out the silhouettes at this distance.
Oh. Well, I suppose we will have to approach then.
All right. Everybody, please place your tokens right here.
There's a map. That's super interesting. That's what happens when we're at good places. Good people. We need combat maps.
Wow, this map is
pretty always. Big. We don't always fight.
Is that what I think it is?
Well.
Is that what I think it? No, it's goats. That's not as cool. I thought it was dogs.
And where on this map are these guards?
They would be on top of these towers. If the fucking would let me click. There you go.
Okay.
You see a small cemetery here out back as well. Pretty well kept. There's a thin layer of snow covering the graves, but it's definitely cleaned very often. I will say, as Barbara gets in, she seems to become visibly more uncomfortable, but still capable of not falling off whoever's carrying her. Irina, on the other hand, the moment she steps in, you will see as she suddenly collapses onto the ground. Like every single one of her nerves is firing at once. She seems to be in extreme agony.
May I make a religion check here?
Go ahead. Even without a check, ambition, this place is brimming with holy magic. The moment you step in, you can tell the ground is consecrated.
Yeah, that's
I feel it almost empower your cleric abilities as well.
Ooh, tasty. That'll be a 24. I just... Is there anything I can do to make this more tolerable for her?
Other than bringing her out? Probably not.
Barbara, dear. How much HP does Barbara have?
Barbara has 4 HP.
Barbara, look over there. There's goats. Don't you like goats?
Just let her stay outside the gates with Irina.
Very well. I get the impression that abbot does not leave his chambers.
I'll say, despite the fact that Barbara is noticeably further into her transformation, Irina seems to react the harshest.
It's
the point that she cannot really move. You will have to drag her out of the consecrated grounds.
Yeah. I will try to do that. I'm not that strong, but
I can help.
With the two of you, it's no issue whatsoever. After you cross the iron gates, Irina lets out a big gasp for air, like she was drowning, and just collapses on the ground, letting the cold snow be a cushion for her.
What did that feel like?
It felt like my blood was boiling. That was awful. You will see that the side of her neck seems to be steaming. And as she lowers her collar, you will see that the vampire bite seems to have reopened.
Does it appear as though the impurity is leaving her, or if it is simply causing harm?
Seems to be simply causing harm. Almost like it's highlighting the bite for visibility.
It may certainly be a good idea to leave. Leave the communicating with the abbot to us.
This is concerning, though. It shows that his influence on her is perhaps deeper than we thought.
Well, yes. On the other hand, you felt the abbot's holy power. Evil holy? Good holy. Neutral.
There's no such thing.
Well, clerics of Bane and Merkel and those, they have holy power too. But something tells me...
Do they now? This is the first I'm hearing of it.
But something tells me that the
vampire
bite would not have such a strong reaction, if any.
Hey, hey. Gibbs, can I ask a player to make a roll?
Sure thing.
Hey, Felix, can you make an insight test for me?
Sure.
Actually, you know what? Let's not even call it insight. Can you give me a straight intelligence roll?
Whatever
we'll take
it is,
that. We'll take it.
I just rolled a 20.
We'll take it. Yeah, okay, we'll take it. Hey, Gibbs, do you want to take this?
I would leave it up to you, I think, in this case. How much you want to reveal?
As you say, evil clerics of Bane, and Merkel, as the Bane comes out of your mouth, you immediately realize, right, something familiar about this. What is it? What was the symbol for Bane again? Right, a gauntleted, or a black plate gauntlet. Oh, right. And you look at ambition.
Yeah, somehow I'm not that surprised, actually.
Yeah, he's like, oh. And hence the immediate dismissal. First I'm hearing of it. If you ask me, divinity is just a tool, just like anything else.
Fair enough. Ilya looks back and forth between the two and is completely clueless.
Irina still collapsed on the floor. She doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about. And she will tell you as much. You know what the fuck you're talking about? Can you please get help?
Right. We should go. We should do that. Yes.
Yes. We'll go. We can approach. I guess it's the
ambition.
Passage between these two towers.
Up to you how much you want to share, but with that religion check, speaking of holy power, you sense that the source of this magic seems to be downright celestial.
Huh. I would say we're dealing with more than a man here. The abbot is something else altogether.
As long as he doesn't try to turn us into science projects. If he can help, I don't care what he is.
I think it might actually be my first time meeting the Celestial. Oh, I'm rather excited glaring for this. Huh?
Felix is glaring at Ilya about the science projects part, but fine.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. Let's go!
So let's approach this gate up here.
Yes. To the gate.
As you approach the gate here, something becomes apparent.
Oh, good for them. Did they choose a name?
I'm making you smaller.
Come on, that was funny. Fuck you.
You realize that the two guards wielding spears are nothing more than straw mannequins. One of them wearing a rusty pointed helmet and both of them wielding sharpened sticks. Not real people.
Does it look...
You hear a voice coming from the arrow slit of this tower in the bottom floor. You see a man's eye curiously looking back at you as he barks order at you. Quite literally barks before he gives you an order. Stop! Stop right there!
Oh, and we are. Who's a good boy? You're doing such a good job!
I'm security. I keep the enemy safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. So we're here on permission from General Kreskov to visit the abbot.
The eye looks around and it feels like you gave him too much information for him to process at once.
Let us in.
He repeats himself.
We're supposed to be here.
Are you dangerous?
No.
No, not to anyone here.
Are you armed?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I have two. I have two. And I wave my hands.
Don't lie. I see your sword. And the eye had just looked towards you, Ilya.
Sorry, just a small jest.
Let us in.
Would you feel more comfortable?
You need to put your weapons aside. Yes. No weapons.
Is this the rule? Is this how you treat all of your house guests?
I protect the abbot and the abbey and my friends. No weapons.
I look to Ilya and just do a little whisper. You know, I could get us in with our equipment.
Play nice.
Say that again.
Say you know, say
that my troops again. Have you under sights. They'll shoot you if you're rude or try to hurt anyone.
You know, you I could
see
just get us in for free.
Look around like he's trying to recall something. Wait, did I give them bows or spears?
I'm gonna insight.
Go ahead.
Because I think he's deranged or perhaps childlike. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Just a little dim.
Yes. Oh, nice. Nice, that's what we want.
Yeah, you can probably guess it, you know, talking to someone with older faculties.
Uh-huh.
But they don't seem to be hostile, per se.
We were sent by I'll take a small step forward. We were sent by General Kreskov to have our blades anointed with the blessing of the abbot. We are heroes, and we are on a mission to safeguard these lands. You would not stop us from accomplishing our goals, would you?
Heroes? Okay. Name 10 people you've saved.
Okay. Barbara, Ilya, Felix. Irina, and I'll name, like, oh god, the name of the little girl, the name of the girl who was getting into the carriage, Bartholomew, and you know what, I'll throw in lefty and righty just to be a bitch.
And several hundred, if not thousands, of Balakis.
That's a lot of names.
Yep.
Okay, fine. But I got my eye on you.
How many do you have?
2, but the arrow slit is very small. I have my eyes on you once I am out of this tower.
You're doing such a good job, dear.
It is very intimidating, you were closer, but we will find the courage to proceed.
I do that thing that you do when you meet a new dog, and I'll extend my palm out.
You see, as the doors open, that the man talking to you through the arrow slit seems to be a Mongol folk as well. This one only comprised of one other animal, clearly a dog. He seems to alternate between walking on his, you know, 2 legs or on all fours, clearly hunchbacked, and only 1 leg and 1 arm ends in dog appendages, as well as half of his face extending into a snout and 1 of his ears and eyes. As he opens the gate, he's going to motion over to the straw mannequins on top. It's okay, guys. They're clear. You're lucky. These guys are pretty trigger happy.
Pretty good shots, too, from what I can, what I hear.
Yeah, and you would have heard of them, because me and my troops, we keep the Abbey very safe.
Gibbs, what the fuck is that?
That is racism in 2026. I didn't expect this from you.
I just said, what the fuck is that? That's all I said.
Let's see. Let me describe that before you. Before that, my foot is here. I'll be right back. Give me just 5 minutes. Can we take a small 5-minute break?
Sure.
All right. Be right back.
Hey, so how are you two doing?
Doing good.
Yeah? I wasn't too harsh, was I?
No.
I've been kind of unstable lately, so it's hard for me to tell.
Couldn't tell if you were playing mad or really mad about the name thing.
Oh, it's a little bit of both. If I'm being honest.
I'll be right back.
Yep. explain to me who plays without Toggle Crouch?
Oh, I can't. People do that.
Like, right? Like, you kind of on Toggle Crouch, right? Like, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, I never hold it down. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's fucking absurd, right? Exactly. Playing a horror survival game.
Which one?
Vane.
How do you like it?
I only just started it, so my opinion's still out. But I will say there is a lot of interactivity. There's a lot here for early access. I think I'm going to try to kill a zombie with a wick.
Go for the head?
I also found a bottle of ketchup, motherfucker! Now they're truly doomed.
When you kill them, they will taste better.
Oh my god, I just clipped through the ceiling. Okay, yep, this game's a little rough. A little rough around the edges. Nothing wrong with that. Finally. Something actually useful. It's a bread knife. God. Is it actually more... Holy shit, it's stronger than what I have. Okay. I'm currently wielding a claw hammer. Like a little ball peen.
So you're gonna fight it with ketchup.
I got a bread knife now. I ain't scarred. Oh, hot damn, I found a gun. Huh. I was getting scared. Thirty-four rounds. It's not too bad, right? Oh, that's scary. Ew. I can see them outside the door.
Really hope I didn't bully Gibbs too much with that.
I don't know. It seemed okay to me, but I don't know.
I'm getting frustrated, right? Like,
I'm back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
All right. Thank you for the wait. My drink spilled everywhere. I had to deal with a mess.
Ah, jeez.
That's always fun.
All right. Well, where were we? Oh, yeah. Do you say what the fuck is that out loud?
What?
When you said what the fuck is that? You said what the fuck
is
that?
You say it out loud.
Oh, yeah. No. That was me to you. Player to DM.
All right. So you say it out loud.
No.
Well, it's okay. You'll learn. As you enter the area here, 1 second. God damn it. Okay, there you go. You enter the courtyard. The thick fog that fills the courtyard swirls as you... eager to escape. The courtyard is surrounded by a 15-foot-high curtain wall on which stand several guards with their backs to you, or so it seems at first. It's clear now that these guards are merely scarecrows. Wooden doors to the north and east lead to the abbey's two wings. In the center of the courtyard is a stone well fitted with an iron winch, to which a rope and a bucket are attached. Along the perimeter, tucked under the overhanging wall, are several stone sheds with padlocked wooden doors, as well as 3 shallow alcoves that contain wooden throws. 2 wooden posts, pounded into the rocky earth, have iron rings bolted onto them, and chained to one of them is a short humanoid with small bat wings and spider mandibles. He turns around to greet you. He seems to be tending to the goats. He waddles over as far as the chain would allow him and gives you a little wave.
I didn't know we had guests. Hi. Welcome to the Abbey. Name is Gonzo.
And he extends his hand for a handshake, but quickly moves it away.
Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to do that.
And he just waves instead.
Greetings, Gonzo. I'm Ilya. These are my friends. Pray tell, why are you chained up in the yard?
Oh, this. It's for your safety. And mine. I recently came back from the dead, so I'm not fully quite right. They say it takes a while for my instincts to subside. Yeah. So sometimes
congratulations.
I don't know, I just get a little urge to bite someone or hungry. I know it's not right. So until I get them under control, got a little chain.
Seems prudent.
Congratulations on your reanimation. Could you tell us where we might find the abbot?
Well, we're all gathering to have lunch soon. You can find him over here. And he points towards his door. Maybe you can help us set the table.
Sure. Be happy to. Thanks, Gonzo. Will you be joining us at lunch? Or will you be out here still chained up?
I'll join. They just have to make sure the goats are fed first.
Okay. Well, thank you. I guess we'll see you there then.
Otto chimes in, kind of sneaks next to you, Felix, and looks up. If you're setting the table, you should know that the seat beside the abbot, I sit there. So, just so you know, okay?
Sure thing. See anything in here. There we go. A little bit. Is this like a long corridor? Oh, okay. Now it just all popped up. Yeah. Cool.
As you enter the room, you see that this seems to be a main hall. Gentle sounding music trickles down from above, played on a single string instrument by some unseen master. The ground floor is one large 50-foot square room with arched leaded glass windows. A cauldron sits on the iron rack above a fire in the hearth, a soup of or broth of sorts boiling, filling the room with a delectable warm aroma. While above the fireplace mantle hangs a golden disc engraved with the symbol of the sun. In one corner, a wooden staircase climbs to the upper level, while another corner turns into a stone staircase descending into darkness. Several chairs surround a table that stretches nearly the length of the room. You see dishware and gold candelabras are neatly arranged on the table. Seems to be an arrangement of other mongrel folk. Some of them mix with more reptilian traits than the others. Watching over the soup, gently staring, is the familiar sight of the abbot. A man of incredible stature. While very slim, he stands at probably slightly over 7 feet tall, his long black robe flowing all the way down to the ground. As the door opens, the abbot gently turns around. Once again, the way he moves seems almost ethereal. Looks like he's levitating slightly off the ground and his robe merely follows.
I'm sorry, there's my boys. Is that my boy?
Is that your boy? Maybe.
So, a couple of questions. First of all, is this the same guy that we saw 200 years ago in our flashback adventure?
It is, and he does not seem to have aged a single day.
Huh. And that that disc that has the rising sun on it, is it the same symbol as in the church in Kresk, or where Father Lucien was?
Yes, the symbol of the Morning Lord.
See?
This is probably the only time you've seen this symbol here in Barovia completely intact. Every other has some sort of claw, scratch across it, burnt, broken. You probably pieced it together eventually from the different fragments you've seen. But yeah, this is the first untouched one you've seen.
Interesting. So has anybody noticed that we've entered?
Yeah. The mongrel folk pause for a moment, their conversation coming to a complete halt. And the abbot slowly turns around. Otto, Gonzo, if you're done with your duties, please help set... Apologies. I thought I was speaking with someone else. I wasn't expecting any guests today.
We met Otto and Gonzo outside, and they bade us to help set the table. So if you don't mind, then I'll walk over and start to do just that.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm the abbot. Who do I have the pleasure of meeting?
My name is Felix.
That's Ambition back there.
And I think we desperately need your help. Other our companions do.
Injured, I assume. Of course. Please, let me take a look at them. He turns towards the other mongrel folk. Please, my children, I must attend to someone's life. Make sure to finish everything. Begin without me. The abbot wipes his hands and makes his way around the table. Let's not waste any time. What's wrong? Who is the patient?
Well, let me just say that we had to leave them outside your gates.
They don't do so well on consecrated ground.
Yeah, but bosses.
They are human.
I assume if I said it was a minor curse, I would be wrong, wouldn't I?
I believe you
would. Speak of vampirism.
One was bitten by Strahd himself.
Possibly more than once.
Is most unusual. Regardless, I'll do what I can. Please, bring them in. I will grant them my protection.
Oh,
No need to move the tokens here, but the abbot will follow you outside into the snow.
Before we get there, I would like to warn you. One of them may look familiar to you. She's not who you probably think.
I repeat, patient. I understand. People in Kresik tend to get injured a lot. It's a dangerous territory.
Well, we'll lead him back over to where we left the two young ladies.
As he exits the iron gate and comes face to face with Irina and Barbara, the abbot pauses and stares at Irina.
Inside.
Go ahead and roll inside.
Oh. Sorry about that. Farrell stepped in for a moment. I'm hitting the point where my vision is super blurry.
Are you okay?
It's my medication, man. Can you click the insight button for me?
Sure thing. Anyone.
Cool.
Ambition. The abbot seems to recognize Irina right away, and he seems to stare in disbelief like he didn't expect to ever see her again.
First time you met her, I think, was not the first time she walked the lands of Rovia, nor will this be her last, if we can help it.
A surprise, I introduce
Irina.
How would you know of this?
That's a long story.
Just for me, the abbot, in our vision, when we were the other people, we had brought the symbol of Ravenkind. Was Irina's predecessor, was she the one who had been bitten?
Yes.
And she'd been cured then, yes?
Presumably, I think we saw that at the end.
Okay.
It's impossible for you to know such a thing.
We consider us well read.
Let's not discuss this outside. The abbot will kneel in front of Irina and Barbara, and you watch as, after a short prayer in a language you don't quite understand, his hands begin to light up with a radiant light that is extremely difficult to look at directly.
May I perform a check to see what he's doing?
Sure. Well, not entirely necessary. As he grabs the hands of Irina and Barbara, the light seems to travel through them. They recoil at first, like similar to when they enter the consecrated ground, as if it was burning them, but then they seem to find it soothing. Eventually, you see a light shimmer on their skin. The abbot guides Barbara and Irina into the abbey through the gates. They both brace themselves for the pain that comes, but it never arrives.
Gave them a key card.
Was it red or blue?
Yellow.
Damn.
The abbot is going to lead them inside, alongside you.
What do you think? The chance of a cure?
I will need to conduct a proper evaluation. But now that we're in the safety of the walls, I ask, before we continue this conversation, how do you know the things that you do? These are secrets that were meant to never come to light.
We for a time, were in possession of a tome of some power, some lost knowledge. Unfortunately, it was stolen from us during the Battle of Palaki most recently, but it offered us quite a lot of insight, this land and the major players, yourself included.
Was the tome stolen from you?
No.
Probably the deception. All right. Yeah, but nods. See, they're an artifact. You must be careful with who you share this information with. The events that transpired that day led to the annihilation of an entire settlement. But yes, I was there 200 years ago when Beres fell. I treated this woman back then as well, older, but identical. I would not mistake her for a descendant, I presume. I am looking at the very same soul.
You are.
Have you encountered such a thing before?
Not in this way. I have an affinity towards gazing into people's souls, seeing them from more than just their vessel. I'm aware of the cycle of rebirth in Barovia. I'm aware that no one can ever truly leave. The souls of those that die merely float in the mists, tortured for an unknown amount of time until eventually they are born again. Each time, dwindling, their light dimming. I've been here a long time. I've seen the same souls pass through multiple occasions in different lives, but nothing like this. Her soul is undiminished, and she looks exactly the same.
What happens to creatures other than mortal? What of their souls? Do they undergo the same process? Or are they conditioned?
They undergo the same process, but they're not reborn under their normal circumstances.
For example,
the mortals are cattle. But all creatures that end inside of the mist eventually serve under Ravenloft. They eventually serve Strahd. Their souls are not allowed to come back unless they pledge their allegiance.
See.
Back in the rest. Sorry, continue.
Just one question. How do you feel about the werewolf clans?
It's a tragedy. What has happened? I see good in them. They must have been at some point, at least. They carry the blessing of a moon goddess with them. I know that Selune only grants her blessings to lycanthropes of pure heart.
Oh, their version.
Sorry?
I said, oh, so they're all virgin.
No, their hearts are pure.
You can make me smaller for that one. I accept it.
I'm going to make you blue.
Okay. Oh, like the werewolf balls. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you try to fight that laugh off, motherfucker.
No, I didn't.
Weakness.
About Barres, I didn't know the significance back then of this woman. All I saw was someone that needed help, and there was a path, potentially, to save her. Vampirism is different in here than anywhere else. A curse that already strong becomes even stronger, incurable. Before that, I was only ever able to slow it down. The symbol of Ravenkind. A truly divine relic. A group of adventurers was sent to find it. They returned with it after a grueling quest. I held the amulet in my hands and I wielded that divine magic to purge Mariana was her name, of all the energy inside, the curse that flew through her, that flowed through her veins. I eradicated vampirism from her.
Did you do this again?
Things. That's the thing. Without the symbol of Ravenkind, I'm unable to wield such power. Things seem fine for a while. Things seem fine for a while afterwards. I returned to Kresik after curing Mariana. I kept tabs on Barres. Eventually, Strahd became aware of what had happened, that someone had cured vampirism. They demanded to know how it was done. The Burgomeister and the people of Perez refused to give up the secret. They refused to give my identity or the existence of the symbol of Ravenkind. As punishment for their defiance, for not telling them they wanted to know, Strahd ordered the destruction of Barres. He was razed to the ground completely. Barely anyone survived. A handful, perhaps. Over 1,000 lives ended that day.
A tragedy. Do you suppose that you might be the only one who can use this amulet to the extent that's necessary? Or could anyone of faith accomplish the task?
Only I could wield it.
Really?
I don't mean this as a way of insinuating that I'm in any way better. I understand that you are also a cleric. I sense the holy energy within you. But my experience and my magic specifically is something you are not quite ready for.
I feel like he just called me weak. I feel like I'm going to step out of the room. Don't stop me. I'm going to go. Pet the please. Dog.
Please, we have delicious broth. It will make you feel better.
Bollocks to that.
Why are you blue?
DM thought it was funny.
This holy power just cured your blueness.
You're welcome.
I hiss. I hiss in a way that only a tiefling can hiss.
I will examine young Irina and Barbara, but I'm afraid that the immutable fact is if they're inflicted with vampirism, there is nothing I can do at the present except slow down their transformation. I can purify them for as long as I can, for eventually the curse will grow to overpower me. I've yet to conduct a detailed examination, but based purely on what I sense and what I've witnessed so far, without intervention, I give Barbara 3 days at most. Irina, perhaps a week.
Is that before or after the delay?
I can slow down. I can turn Barbara's 3 days into 3 weeks. Irina, I am keenly aware of the strength of a bite from Strahd. I'll do my best, but I would be surprised if I can hang on longer for the duration of a moon.
She would also need to stay here at the Abbey. She wouldn't be able to accompany us if she's receiving that extended treatment.
The cleansing must happen 3 times a day. It's a rigorous and, frankly, taxing endeavor. Missing any of the purification rituals could rapidly make them regress.
Understood.
She's not going to like that.
She's the going cure, to like the alternative even less.
It's only possible through the amulets, I'm afraid.
Yes. We have some ideas about that.
We know that 200 years ago, it was in the care of the Torinescu tribe. Now that the entirety of the werewolves have come under the thrall of Strahd, we can only hope that the symbol is not rotting away in some vault in Ravenloft. Now, perhaps the Torinescus have managed to secrete it away somewhere.
Perhaps them hiding it is what led current leadership to take a hold. No longer had a bartering chip that could be used.
I'm afraid that the fate of the symbol of Rivenkind is unknown to me. I had already left Beres by that point. I cannot offer assistance on this matter.
Do you know how far away the werewolf clan territory is. Like their settlement.
They're spread out throughout the west of the valley.
How large an area?
Let me see the map and draw something for you.
What's the size of each hex?
Sorry?
What's the size of each hex?
This would not be very accurate to the map. We're usually a mile, roughly.
Okay.
And this sounds here.
You wouldn't happen to know if there were ancestral lands for each of the tribes?
That's a bit of a trick question. The werewolves are the original inhabitants of Barovia. I suppose, in a sense, they're all their ancestral lands. But
how many ancestral lands belonging to a particular clan?
I'm not too well versed in that history.
Understood.
I do know that there seems to be a plot of particular holy importance to the werewolf religion. Towards the rangers leading to Mount Gekis.
So what's the northern territory here? What is this?
They're both werewolf territory.
Okay. It feels to me that if I was Coronet, sent it to Mariah, I wanted to safeguard the only bartering ship the werewolves have. I would want to hide it place that would be considered too sacred or too dishonorable to ransack. We also know that we bumped into them south of Berez. It did not look like she had traveled far. So perhaps southern territory? This is just some guesswork.
No, I think you're right. In fact, Felix consults his notebook. Mariah Toranescu was a follower of Selune, and as was her mother, she said, before her, so if we had to guess where the Toranescu clan's lands might have been, I'm putting my money on that plot of holy land being significant to them in some way. Probably they are near there somewhere.
I agree entirely. So, Abbott, if I might be so bold, where do you hail from?
afraid that cultural differences might clash here. Where I'm from, to reveal such personal information is typically a sign of a bond that we, quite frankly, do not share.
Got it. Could have just said I'm not going to answer that.
In other words, you gotta buy him dinner first.
Yes, I believe that's the case. So, may we leave Irina and Barbara in your capable hands? We're off to... we're off this evening to... on an important covert operation. Oh, before I forget, these are for you. The herbs.
You met Margaret on the road.
Yes.
Under friendly circumstances.
Of course.
I'll be honest, when she climbed out of her wagon, we were rather startled by her appearance. It seems that she's not the only one up here with similar conditions. What can you tell us about these people you've helped and their similarity to certain creatures, beasts?
I'm afraid it's a curse that I bear, placed upon me by Strahd. I came to this land to heal and to alleviate the great suffering that I sensed. Where I'm from, there is no higher calling than to ease the pain of the innocents. I willingly entered and began my work. To me, the art of healing, to channel divine magic, to restore someone, is as easy as breathing is to you. Even something like resurrection is, while not particularly easy, it's not a monumental feat by any stretch of the imagination. Dark Lord eventually became aware of my activities. He placed a great curse upon me, one that I fight to this very day. Think of it like carrying a great weight upon my back, having to use my arms to keep it from crushing me completely.
Is there any chance that your curse will have a negative effect for our friend?
No. The ritual is easy enough. I do not waver under such circumstances. It's only during resurrection, specifically resurrection of a heavily damaged vessel, that I begin to struggle. That small moment of struggle is all the curse needs to begin affecting me. My magic becomes unstable, corrupted. The result is, well, what you see of my children here today.
And it has no effect on you.
The curse is meant to destroy and weigh on me. It does affect me, but not in the way that you would think. Strut knows that I am kept awake at night by the thought of how many people they could have saved without this curse upon my being.
Stay strong, Abbott.
We'll do what we can. It's all any of us can do, really.
When he's saying this, I would like to do an insight test on him to see if I think he's telling the truth.
Go ahead. Felix? The Abbot seems to be entirely truthful. You don't sense any malicious intent or playing with his words. Just earnest and transparent honesty, really.
2 for 2 in this town.
Does this, if you don't mind my pressing further, this curse, does it corrupt the magic that you use, or does it change your will in some way and cause you to make the transformations happen? Or is it truly a side effect of the magic?
A mere side effect. The resurrection is botched. They are greatly affected. Rather than restoring themselves to their original vessel, they are changed with bestial features and the instinct to match. Typically, when I bring someone back and the curse takes effect, it requires a great deal of mental training and purification to allow them to live a normal life.
Yes, sir. You have a newly resurrected fellow who can't yet be trusted, I understand.
If he attacks, please don't hold it against him. He cannot help it. But yes,
This is a bestial urge or something more malevolent?
A mere bestial urge. Some more ravenous than others, depending on what bestial traits they inherit. I think you have met my top guard, Otto, at the entrance.
Oh, yes.
His urge manifested in breaking into the pantry to eat all the food and chewing on my shoes.
Yeah. Seems like he's been a good boy since then.
We're all safer because of him. Please make sure to tell him that. I will house young Irina and Barbara here. I will slow down their vampirism for as long as I can. Of that you have my word.
Well, then we are in your debt. Please let us know if we can help you in any way.
If there is, I will let you know. But please, don't think of it as a debt. I've heard of your exploits. Refugees from Ivlisgrad and Valakia. Sharing stories of the brave Mistwalkers putting down for the forces of darkness. You're always welcome at the Abbey. And if you ever need any services, we're always open.
So is that the end of round, Bell?
Even when it's by accident, I'm extra immersive.
Well, thank you, Abbott. We appreciate that. I know that Irina and Barbara will be well taken care of. I hope that we will return with some good news before the 3 weeks are up. Has been through a lot, especially. She doesn't deserve this.
I hope we can help them. Good luck finding that amulet.
We'll need it.
Ilya and Ambition and basically say back to the inn.
Indeed. And then I suppose we could go visit Jean, was it?
Yes, Eugene.
Perhaps he has some valuable wares we could use in our travels.
By the way, here the campaign becomes very free roam. So it'd be good if you guys can plan your destinations ahead of time and just let me know.
Are we... Okay, so how long do we have until the meeting with the werewolf?
3 days before we have to go and do the stealth mission.
Okay. Okay, so we can meet with the werewolves before then.
I don't know. Which werewolves are you talking about meeting with?
The ones that we dueled, I believe.
That was an invitation to meet with the Apex. The last humans that met with the Apex probably are dead.
I mean, we're not the average individual.
We can use that invite. That is, the invite is the Apex, not one of the chieftains, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. We can use that to get to him once we know how to kill him. We can use that to get to him peacefully.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking, as far as the werewolves go, try to talk to the Toronescu clan remnants first. However, just looking at this map, getting down there and back in time for our mission that we agreed to in 3 days seems to be a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
And if we truly do have 3 weeks, that might give us a chance to do the, you know, get prepared for the evacuating the village. Because if things go wrong with our dealings with the werewolves, we might need those people behind the Gresk walls anyway. So I propose we evacuate the village, see if we can find the Toronescus. If we somehow manage to get the Amulet of Ravenkind at that point, then we can come back to Kresik and if not, we may have to end up fighting or somehow deposing Kirill as the Apex.
Yeah.
But hopefully we can resolve all that within 3 weeks.
I think it might be wise if, come nightfall, we travel to the town we're supposed to evacuate. Just and check in with the leadership, just to make sure that everyone is there and safe, and we don't have any stragglers.
Yeah, that sounds good. We have most of the day here to shop and prepare.
Yes.
Well, Dmitri, General Kreskov was suggesting that we would strike out for the village during the storm to cover our activities so that werewolves
that was specifically for that for that us. Was specifically for the evacuation, not for us, for them.
Right, it was specifically for us to go there. He said that the werewolf scouts were observing. And if they saw a delegation from Kresik, they would likely take that as their trigger to attack the village.
Okay, I trust you, but...
A delegation of the Kresik Knights, maybe. I got the impression, Gibbs, maybe you can correct whoever's getting the wrong impression. I got the impression that we want to get there before the storm, and then we want us to get the people evacuated during the storm, because it's going to be a lot harder to cover up 100 people in wagons than it is for us to sneak by some patrols or take them out. And since we're Mistwalkers and we're not Kresik people, they may not take our traveling and our presence as incitement to attack. Whereas if they see a contingent of knights, that's what they'll...
That's how I see it.
Yeah, precisely.
Oh, okay.
Sorry for the confusion.
Does this party have money? Let me see.
We have so much money.
Burning a hole in our pocket.
Well, you guys can think, and by next week I'll have the content ready. In the meantime, you might want to get introduced to your new shopping center here at Kresik. If you ask people for directions on how to find the man that the general told you about. Second, my thing is glitched. Damn.
Fortunately, I think most of us fairly well silvered up right now.
Yeah. I was thinking perhaps there's magic items or something along those lines we could get our hands on.
Yeah. I would like to see if I could lay my hands on some silver tipped arrows.
Good idea, too.
Yeah, and, good idea.
Even though I had originally intended in Valakia to see if I could get all my daggers silvered. Only one of them is, and it's only my normal regular dagger. So it could be helpful if someone could do a quick silvering. Sorry. A fast silvering.
I wonder, how long is it that werewolves live for?
In Barovia or outside?
Barovia. Apex is particular.
Typically they live like several centuries. Not quite as long as elves.
Oh, okay. Is it possible that Mariah Torres is still alive?
She was young. Makes sense that she could be.
Gibbs?
Yes.
Are you busy at the moment?
Not much, just adjusting some stuff for the next scene.
Okay. But
what do you need?
I would like to cast Sending.
Oh?
I would like to target Mariah Toranesca.
Right.
Madame Torinescu, we have not had the pleasure of meeting in this life. But if you yet draw breath, time has come for Barovia to honor a pact that was made. How long ago?
200 years.
200 years ago. You can reply to this.
The message seems to go unanswered.
Does it feel like I just didn't make contact?
Or Min Arcana.
so good at that. Guy that's not gonna help.
Ambition, you're not quite sure, I'd say.
It just says you know if the delivery fails.
Oh, you know the delivery fails?
Yeah, oh, that's over then, there.
Yeah, it fails.
Okay. Which means she's either on another plane of existence or dead. So... yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to contact Mariah in particular. But it was worth a shot.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea.
Worth a try. It
was a good thought.
One upside of doing the mission first is that if we do happen to run into any werewolves or people we can interrogate, we might be able to learn more about the Tornescu's lands, location.
Yeah. I, in particular, am curious. How Kirill was able to subjugate the majority of clans. I want to know what happened. Getting to the truth of this feud be how we solve it.
Yes, agreed. We need a lot more information. Unfortunately, I don't see many of the werewolves being willing to part with that. But maybe if we find the Tornescu remnants, we can convince them.
There must be a rebellion. There is in every society that's under dominion. Trust me, it always exists. To the smithy. Oh,
in terms of equipment or supplies, what else do we need?
Well, some powdered silver would be nice. I would also appreciate some diamond dust.
Right. Sure.
If I get my hands on that at some point in the near future, I'll be able to hopefully prevent the spreading of the lycanthropy infection to our ally.
All right. Question. Should we pause here and continue next week?
Yeah.
You guys can think of any equipment you want to get. I'll say out of character, because, I mean, I don't like the cat and mouse of shopping sometimes. This vendor sells up to rare items. He can manufacture anything up to rare items. So just keep in mind things that you might want to buy or work towards buying in this part of the campaign.
Gotcha. Okay.
Up to and including rare.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to go to bed. Good night, everybody. All Thanks right. for game. Yep.
Take care of you.
Yep.
See yeah. you next week. At least I didn't snore in the mic this time. Bye.
Yeah. Bye, all. See ya.
Question, Gibbs. Regarding buying an item, like, could I get my suit of armor enchanted, turn it into a magic item? Would that save me money? Because I know, like,
yes.
plate armor is expensive by itself. Okay, awesome. Sounds good. All right, well, good game. Thank you very much, as always.
All right, see you later, guys.